Tomorrow, Major League Soccer's champion will be determined when the LA Galaxy and the Houston Dynamo meet at the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. The Galaxy is, not surprisingly, studded with stars. David Beckham, Robbie Keane, and Landon Donovan. But the opposition must be doing something right. The Dynamo, just half a dozen years in Houston, are appearing in their third championship game. Joining me now to preview the MLS Cup is Sports Illustrated's Grant Wall. Grant, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hi, Bo.
David Beckham was named the league's comeback player of the year this week. He was certainly instrumental in getting LA into the final. Will he shine in what may be his last MLS game?
He certainly could. He's had a great playoffs, perhaps the best player in these MLS playoffs, just delivering great crosses and passes all over the field. After having his best season in 5 years in MLS, he's been healthy all year. He hasn't been going on loan anywhere or playing for England. He's shown that he can still play at a pretty high level.
Both teams will be missing important players. Houston's Brad Davis is out with a torn quadricep. Chad Barrett of the Galaxy dislocated his ankle last week in training. Which team is better equipped to fill in gaps created by injuries?
Probably Los Angeles. Not only are they a bit deeper team, but losing Barrett, while not a good thing, he had 7 goals this year, isn't as tough as Houston losing Brad Davis, who's the second-place finisher in the MVP voting this year in MLS, led the league in assists ahead of David Beckham. So we'll see. But Houston actually won the semifinal without Brad Davis on the field for most of that game. I think Houston has a better chance in this game than most people give them, even though LA is still the favorite.
Referring to the structure of the MLS postseason, your Sports Illustrated colleague Steve Davis has called this year's playoffs, quote, the most nonsensical postseason to date. Do you agree with that characterization?
You know, it's unfortunate the way the MLS does its playoffs, because it's sort of a crapshoot. Anyone who gets into the playoffs, one of the 10 teams, has a chance at winning. And in several recent years, you felt like maybe the team that won didn't totally deserve it based on how they performed in a long regular season. At least this year, LA had the best regular season record in the league, and they're in the final. Houston did get hot at the end of the season and has played very well in the postseason. But the scheduling was odd because there was an international break for FIFA national team games, and so after playing 12 playoff games in 12 days, we've gone 2 weeks now without any MLS playoff games before the final. And while that may work for the Super Bowl, it's a little odd for soccer.
LA is playing on their home field, and they have not only Beckham, but Robbie Keane and Landon Donovan. Houston has the sort of motivation underdogs must depend on, and their coach, Dominic Kinnear, has a postseason record of 10-4-2. So who wins?
I like LA to win 2-1 in this game, but I'm hoping it's a good open game. Both these teams are very good defensively, so that may not be the case, but maybe an early goal could open things up. I think Houston deserves a ton of credit for getting here. It's kind of a clash of philosophies in this final. You've got the idea of paying a ton of money for your players like the Galaxy does with its stars, and Houston has opted to kind of keep things spread out and not have one guy making a lot more money than the rest. We've never seen a big money team win the championship in MLS, and this could be the first chance.
Grant Wall writes about soccer for Sports Illustrated, and he joins me here at Only a Game from time to time as well. Grant, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bill.